Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Rick Norby, the mayor of Sidney, Montana.
I'm Rick Norby, mayor of Sidney.
All right, great. So we got the mayor of Sidney, Montana on the line here, Rick Norby. And is this a full-time job, or are you bivocational being in Sidney?
Well, you know, it really isn't a full-time job, I guess, when you look at pay-wise, but it has become a full-time job, yes.
Okay, and that was where I was going to lead into with wondering if you went from a part-time into a full-time or just there's so much activity, because throughout the Bakken, a lot of these mayors, as you know, in the smaller communities, they work maybe at a car dealership or insurance sales or something like that, and then they became mayor. Well, the Bakken boom came, and pretty soon these mayors were working 2-3 jobs within the city, it seemed like. So describe to me how the evolution of the Bakken happened in Sidney, Montana, from your perspective.
Well, we started seeing some action back in 2009. I sat on city council for 6 years before I became mayor. I became mayor, of course, in January of 2014. We started seeing, the happenings that were going around us in North Dakota, basically tied in with Wofford City and Williston, and we started getting a little bit of an overflow from that into Sidney. So we got lucky enough to be able to sit back and kind of watch that go on for a while, for we could be more prepared. I know, Williston, Wofford City, especially Wofford City, got hit pretty hard. We did too, but I mean, we had a little bit of benefit they didn't. We got to see it and learn from it and move on.
And when you say you got some benefit, it was a benefit from the commerce side, benefit from maybe new residents or the housing side. What kind of changes did you see due to the energy explosion that happened over there?
What we've seen is an influx, a high influx of people and vehicles, things like that. We got overflowed with people. No place to live. We had problems with campers parked on the streets, people sleeping in tents, parks, under bridges, things like that is what we've seen, So we were able to have some people that came into Sidney and started building apartment buildings, things like that, RV, camper centers, stuff like that to be able to put RVs into. We have spent the last probably 4 years, trying to get the campers off the streets that are illegal, just for health reasons. That's what we've seen. And now, everything is calmed down. Your apartment complexes are not empty, but they're getting down below 50% occupancy. I'm not for sure what motels are sitting at right now. They were overflowed. We had probably 5 new hotels that came in along with this. I think they're struggling pretty bad right now, in my opinion. I don't know what their occupancies are, though. But that's what we've seen. Just an influx of people. We were not really having any drilling going on in the Montana side. A few here and there, I think, when they were running over 200 rigs, we had maybe 10 or 12 drilling in Montana at that time.
Yeah, we got some different regulations in North Dakota than there are in Montana, and that's primarily the main reason, I would guess. Are you seeing any commerce benefit from this, either new companies or maybe some existing companies that really benefited?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, there's new companies, and also even the older companies, have set up their main offices in Sidney, get away from all the craziness. So, most definitely.
How about any companies doing any remodeling because of this, beautifying your city at all?
Oh, yes, most definitely. We got XTO from one company that came in and built a beautiful office complex for them. You have ConocoPhillips that came in and did the same thing. Continental did. And then they donated to local projects. It's been a very big added benefit for our community.
You mentioned donations. Were you seeing some of the energy companies donate to either city parks or community centers? I mean, was that happening in Sidney?
Well, basically the biggest thing I know that I see that I'm really impressed with, you have Continental, who will give out free backpacks to all the children when they start school, things like that. XTO has been involved in our sports, such as baseball, things like that. they've been there. I mean, for parks-wise, old softball complex, we are redoing our softball complex right now over here. We host the 2017 state tournament for the girls in April, May, whenever that is. And we had a lot of help from one old places like that. So we have, definitely have in our area.
How about any ancillary businesses that have stemmed off because of it? Say, like, I'm thinking of an example in Newtown. When I talked to the chairman of MHA Nation, they're seeing some flower shops and some coffee shops in Newtown, which is kind of unusual for a smaller town to get some of these services like that popping up. Was there any new businesses that you've seen in Sydney, whether it be a flower shop, coffee shop, a pizza place, anything like that?
You know, to be honest with you, we have. We built what we call the, what's the new division out there? Reynolds.
Yeah.
Fox Run subdivision, which houses about 8 businesses out there. I mean, that's something new to our community. Makes our town look beautiful coming from the north into Sydney. You know, we benefit a lot. I mean, we're doing good. I mean, we look good.
What's the outside of energy? What other industries might you have in Sydney? Are there any other industries, or is it just primarily an energy town?
No, this year I got to say it's basically an agricultural community. Without those, we've been through another oil boom back in the 80s. I mean, we have, our backbone is agriculture. And, of course, you have, you know, MDU power supply out there. They give us our power. They're a large industry. France Construction, they've always been here. I mean, Sydney was strong before.
And you mentioned agriculture. Is that primarily farmers, or do you have like a agriculture company there, either a seed company or any kind of manufacturing equipment? Describe the ag a little bit more for me, if you would.
They have the plants for manufacturing the sugar, which would be Sydney Sugars, which used to, many years ago, was hauling, Imperial Hauling. To be honest with you, we're supplied right now very heavy with irrigated farmers and dry land farmers in Sydney and Richland County, and big ranches, big cattle ranches.
How about the future of Sydney? There's a push in North Dakota communities that I've heard through their new governor candidate Doug Burgum's talking about livable, sustainable communities, attracting some youth, making the downtowns walkable, and you know, bike trails, all these different things, to where it's really starting to focus on, you know, families and raising people for the long haul. Is Sydney aware of this movement, or is there any type of activity in that going on in Sydney?
Well, you know, right now in our community, we have bike paths that I don't know how many miles it is, but it's quite extensive around our community. Our future right now, I think a lot of it, I don't know if you've heard anything on the intake diversion dam up by Glendive in that area. They're talking about possibly tearing that out. That would be horrible for our community. Absolutely horrible. That's my biggest fear that I have. It isn't so much about the oil. It's what's going to happen to farmers if something happens to the intake diversion dam. Our community, our water level in this area that we use, things like that. To me, I'm more worried about that. I feel in my own heart, somewhere along the line, we still got a lot of oil underneath us. It will come back someday. Whether I'll be here to see it or not, I don't know. And, my obligation as mayor is to prepare ourselves for the future and far into the future.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rick Norby, the mayor of Sydney, Montana, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.